Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the morning shift. Back-to-back victory Mondays, or day after games, because one was on a Friday. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. She is the first lady of Atlanta baseball, the queen of improv, and the wearer of Christmas hats, Miss Allie Mack. He is the All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon, and going to the second round of the playoffs. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson and Dylan, his favorite team in the history of sports, has an NFC East Division Championship once again. And he's smiling from ear to ear. Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews in the house. And, you know, our forces combined, we make up the morning shift. It's Christmas week, ladies and gentlemen. Lots to be happy about, you know, for the most part.
Christmas time is here.
That was not an invitation to Carol, Dylan, but I appreciate it.
Thank you.
So how much sleep have we had, everybody? Let's go around the room.
Over two.
Okay.
Over two. I'm living the dream, though. You know what I mean? I'm living the dream today.
Yeah.
Yeah, the vibes are high, so I feel good about it either way.
Yeah, I would say two is pushing it, but right around there. I don't know if you guys, I mean, I don't know about you, but it's great to say, yeah, I'll get to the office around, you know, 2:20, and I'll get, like, you know, like 3 hours of sleep. But I cannot go to sleep. I couldn't go to sleep on the plane. I couldn't go to sleep when I got here.
That's how it was last night, man.
And it's
got home in plenty of time to get a good night's sleep. Could not sleep.
It's just like that. I think it's like that. Your body is doing all the necessary things to get you to where you got to go to get there. And then when you get there, you're like, I'm all amped up now.
Yeah.
It's kind of like being, I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew, but I wasn't. I didn't have any Mountain Dew.
Oh, blast.
I'm sorry. I have no idea what that's in reference
I just couldn't resist.
Trying to, I think, do the Baja Blast.
I don't know what that is. I mean, I know what the flavor is. I just don't know what that sound was.
King of the Hill?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I've never heard that on King of the Hill, but that makes a lot more sense. I didn't know if it was a commercial. It's all good, though. All good. You remember when we had the reason I asked is because you remember when we had the whole Baja Blast conversation about Young Gravy? I was doing a thing with Young Gravy.
Yeah, I remember Young Gravy.
I was doing like a Baja Blast
I didn't
even know who that was.
Really?
I was like, I'm going and doing some kind of digital campaign with Young Gravy.
I also never expected Young Gravy to be like a random white dude with brown hair.
I didn't either. Okay. It was crazy the amount of feedback we got that day when we talked about that, because that was last year's Super Bowl.
Should have caught himself.
You've had some interesting collabs, because you did the thing with Young Gravy and Lil Dicky, didn't you?
No.
I think it was just Young Gravy.
He should have called himself.
I swear you did something with Lil Dicky.
I don't know.
But shouldn't he call himself like either. Sawmill Gravy?
Maybe I'm thinking it's the same person. I don't know.
Maybe that was Lil Dicky.
You definitely did something with Lil Dicky.
Are they both like randomly weird looking white dudes?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know which one it was.
I can tell you no one tuned in to hear us talk about random looking white dudes with weird nicknames. So we just talk about me.
Good I man. Do have a good news, bad news scenario for you guys this morning. Bad news first, you've had to deal with me for almost 8 months now. It is the 8-month anniversary of Allie Mack being on the morning shift.
Man, interesting. Like, you know, you set me up there to take shots, but not at you. So I'll just say, no, we've been happy.
Yeah.
But the good news is I got you guys Christmas gifts as a thank you, and I got to divvy them out. And you guys can choose when you want to open them. If you want to open them on air or not, it's fine. I don't care either way.
I decline.
You decline to open it in general.
Yeah, I didn't get you anything, so
this is
I
a
decline.
Thank you for bringing me on to the morning shift. This has changed the trajectory of my life. So
I bow out.
Well, you still got time, Bo. You can go get us something after the show today.
The last day that we're all together, no. So I had to get everybody gifts. So
I think
we'll
have
to
open them on air, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I am one of those people that I feel like sometimes has to explain what they are, like, or why the rhyme or reason behind
them.
Okay,
so here's what I was thinking.
So you mentioned this one thing one time, and I remembered it from 5 months ago.
And this is why I got the red one and not the blue one.
Yes.
Are you the person that gets really excited to give a gift? Like when I buy somebody a gift and it gets in, I have to hide it to get to the time frame of when I'm going to give it, because if not, I just want to give it to them immediately because I get excited to give a gift.
If it's a good one, but if it's one I'm like, this is subpar. I'm not excited about that. And I'm like, I want to give it to you.
I'm with Bo. I'm a little upset with you because I did not get either one of y'all a Christmas gift. I just...
Mike has never gotten me anything for Christmas. So.
This is not about that. This is the Christmas season. This is my thank you for bringing me into the world of the morning shift in 92.9, the game.
Okay.
It just happens to be centered around Christmas.
I was wondering, I was like, you know, we went all the way through past, like, you probably updated us at you know, 1 month of you being on the 3 months, 4 months. And you're like, it's been 8 months. Like, why are we drawing attention to this now?
Allow myself to behave like myself. Well, if this is not a Christmas present, then it's a little late to be giving it to me now.
Well, we'll get to the gifts in a little bit, but here are the headlines. Since we last got to hang out, Alabama overcame a 17-0 deficit to beat No. 8 Oklahoma in the first round of the college football playoffs. I was a little bit worried for your TV, Mike.
Roll Tide. We'll talk about it later.
Number 10, Miami beat Texas A&M. Number 5, Oregon beat number 12, James Madison. And Ole Miss beat Tulane. Now, the Hawks lost to the Bulls last night, 152-150. They'll face them again tomorrow night. Patriots came back from an 11-point deficit to beat the Ravens, 28-24 on Sunday Night Football. Clinched a playoff spot. Tonight, the 49ers will take on Phillip Rivers and the Colts on Monday Night Football. Coverage starts right here on 92.9, the game at 7 o'clock. And, of course, it is a Falcons victory Monday. The Atlanta Falcons beat the Cardinals 26-19, marking the Falcons' first win in Arizona since 2001. They got 2 sacks. Bo, what does that bring the sack count to?
The big 5-0, baby. And we're not talking about the police either.
Mm. You have any regrets?
No. Okay. I think you should.
Why me?
Because you attacked my character and my football knowledge and just the fiber of who I am that one day in McDonald's in Lithonia. Shout out to those people in Lithonia that came and saw us that day. And you know, you attacked me, and I probably yielded a little bit because, I mean, look, man, he's an All-American. He won a national title. You were a former Atlanta Falcon. I should be listening to you when it comes to sports. That won't be happening again.
Yeah.
But I don't regret it because it was a big number, and I don't think that even I could have dreamed that we'd had 58 with 2 games to go.
Yeah. It's weird how you envision that entire scenario. You know, I just simply saw myself trying to look at it through an analytical lens and making a lot of sense, and you looking at me going, you know what, he does make a lot of sense. Let me bring that number back down just a little bit. And nothing about us having 50 sacks right now makes sense. I'm just telling you, it doesn't.
I don't think you looked at it as an analytical thing at all. I think you were being a pessimist, and you said, I'm gonna use this moment to attack Squidbilly on the air And you did, and I played into it a little bit, but I don't regret it because I still stuck to at least 40. And I think the biggest thing about that is that if we'd have gotten into the year and they had just been at 40, and you would still be feeling good about the progression of this defensive line. And I do take offense to some tweets that were taken yesterday about Grady Jarrett. All these bloggers and everything. I'm not going to go into it, but for one, using the moment of Brandon Doris getting his 8th sack to call out Grady Jarrett, which I didn't like.
Oh.
Not call out, but just kind of say, well, he never did this. And then two, for everyone to then use that moment to belittle everything that we weren't on the defense from that point, during Grady Jarrett's career. I think it's great what we're doing, and I think we've got a defensive front seven that fits what the defensive coordinator wants to do.
No doubt, and that's my biggest takeaway. I think either way, no matter whether you said 50 or 40 or 30 or whatever your thought was coming into the year, I don't think anybody would have had Brandon Dorlus ending up with 8 at this point.
All right, I called him everybody, and I'm not going to – most everyone that has a microphone or a pen or calls into a radio show – was killing, once again, the GM saying, see, look how bad their draft sucks. Rook and Dorlus suck. They're bust. And they couldn't have been more wrong. However, you know, we will agree to disagree on maybe what the plan was for one of them. But both those guys, really, they truly didn't feel like they were in a position to basically contribute last year. But this year, they have been very high contributors.
Correct. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I look at. I think it's almost a lesson for myself and a lot of people that a lot of things being done up front can be made better by the scheme, the coordinator, and everything else. And, you know, I know there's a lot of decisions left to be made the next couple of weeks about this staff and about everything, you know, future-facing decisions about people that are here and people that are not. But, man, Jeff Ulbrich and what he's been able to do, and I know we'll get into it, it's been unbelievable. It really has. And to be able to get those numbers up front, to be able to get those guys up front to play at a level that we didn't think was even possible for a Falcons team, much less some of the individuals involved in those decisions and those paths moving forward, it's been awesome, man. So I just watched James Pierce get after it a little bit yesterday. You watch some of the twist stunts. I don't know, but I don't feel like they blitzed as much yesterday as they have in the past, and they were able to kind of get home against some of the backup linemen. It was a pleasure to watch what they were doing defensively. And so that was one of my biggest takeaways from the game is that Jeff Ulbrich's game plan was insanely good yesterday.
Yeah, I thought it was too, especially with the fact that they brought in a guy and they came in to face a guy in Trey McBride who had coming off a 12-catch, 100-something-yard day with 2 touchdowns, has averaged over 100 yards a game against Atlanta, and this was his 3rd game against us. And basically he got, 4 catches for 20-something yards. And then he decided to be a punk and try to call out Jesse Bates. And the next 3 plays did not go so well for Trey McBride. In fact, Jesse Bates pretty much said, don't ever try to call me out again. And we'll get to that, obviously. The Ulbrich thing was phenomenal. And I feel vindicated for Ali. I don't know how much you know of this, but I take pregame field walks every time I get to a stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And normally they're pretty quick. And I always send Mike a picture of the field. I mean, pretty much in the 3 years Mike's been on pregame and I've sent him a picture of a field. Even turf every once in a while, I don't do it. And the last 2 weeks I've like, I don't like the field. Last week I didn't like the field in Tampa. It became a mud path in the middle of it at the end. And then yesterday I told him, I said, this field, we were in pregame. I said, this field, Mike, I don't know how to explain it, but it's damp, right? Like it feels soggy walking on. And the field was absolutely an issue. I did talk to Zane Gonzalez about the field after on the way to the bus and just kind of how that field was. And if you notice that the Arizona kicker, he's 3 for 3 at the moment, and then he falls down on a kickoff and he misses his next 2 kicks. Coincidence? I think not.
I did hear you talking about the spongy grass during the pregame, and I thought, oh.
Spongy was a good word.
No.
Yeah, spongy is a good word. Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what it sounded like.
It made me absolutely nervous when you talked about that. So I was watching the game yesterday at Dillon's in Lawrenceville for the Falcons watch party, and it was tied at half. I want to know from you guys, though, what moment did you exhale a little bit, and you're like, we got this?
Oh.
I
don't know.
I'll tell you that it's 10-0. You get a field goal, and something happens. You get the ball back at 10-3. No, they went on and scored and make it 13-3, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe they did.
And because I don't think there's any punts in that game yesterday. And
none for us.
And then you get a three-play, 65-yard drive, which was literally all Bijan. Absolutely all Bijan. Mm-hmm. And as soon as that happened, I felt like it felt like a fart bubble in your stomach, and it just like released because it felt like the offense was getting no footing, and it just you just wasn't there, and all of a sudden that bubble was gone, you know, and you could just like kind of like exhale a little bit. That was for me, and it wasn't like the game or anything, but it just felt like now you got it going, you know.
Allie, I can't possibly follow that up.
I mean,
that's about the same time that I lost my bubble as well.
It's nothing like releasing some gas,
yeah,
man.
You know what I mean?
Nothing like releasing some gas.
We went out on Friday talking about boogers, and here we are again with the bubbles.
I won't do it to you. I won't do it to you.
Well, coming up, we are going to continue to celebrate this Falcons victory. Monday got a lot of guys to highlight. Bijan, Kirk, and we're taking your calls at 404-726-0929. It's all next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yep.
A tight end and two receivers to the right. Here's the snap to Kirk. Looks, slips it in the flat. That's Robinson, full head of steam. 10-5, touchdown Atlanta.
It was the Bijan Robinson drive right there.
Sure was. And Bijan Robinson is in the end zone with his third touchdown catch of the year.
And it was beautiful. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dillon is hanging out behind the glass at 6:23. The Falcons defeated the Cardinals 26-19. We're going to dig into some of Raheem's audio from after the game, his interview with Dave Archer in a moment. But it is the last day. The morning shift will be complete before the holiday. So.
Yeah, your microphone probably needs to be on.
I was wondering if he was going to notice.
Sad deal.
So I got all these guys gifts for Christmas for dealing with all my shenanigans, the games, the loaded questions I asked. You guys have been wonderful participants, good sports.
Is one of these my trophy for winning Throwback Thursday trivia?
I was just thinking, I'm thankful for you for dealing with our gas and booger jokes or topics of conversation.
Well, just our, I would take it. I would take the flatulence out of it and say, yeah, big word.
Yeah. Big.
I sat next to Wes yesterday, so I'm going to have a couple, one of those. Wes, by the way, real quick, was in
– ding.
Wes and Arch were in not rare form because they're the best of the best.
Yeah.
But they were, like, top operating order yesterday. And, like, I just kept teasing Arch because he had gray, all gray on. And it was like the really light gray, and I was like, "You got your Al Davis starter kit on over there." But Wes nailed me in a break with a bit because Arch goes, "Hey, which direction is these end zones? Is that which one's south and which one's north is normally where it is?" And I just like, "I don't know, but we came in that way." And he goes, "Wes goes, thanks, Magellan."
Yeah,
just, our off the air stuff is so much better than our on the air stuff. But it's probably
anyways, Allie, we love you. you know, Merry Christmas to you
and Christmas.
Yours.
So. Let's open some gifts up. It was almost like shopping for, after I got all the gifts, Grant was like, this was kind of like shopping for your parents and a kid. So you'll understand once we open.
I'm absolutely terrified now.
Who's the kid?
I'm absolutely terrified.
Let's see if you can figure it out. Go ahead and open your gifts, fellas. Right. Doesn't matter what order.
First.
Right.
Yeah!
Yeah, there you go. Mike has just gotten
legendary.
A pack of Almond
I think
Joy.
She got me
legendary. Almond Joy.
Hey, I got M&M's.
You got M&M's.
Yeah. There you go.
Your favorite
Wait,
candies. Perfect.
I feel like I'm the kid now.
Nope, you're not the kid.
What did Dylan get?
Cool, nice
Oh, my
candy.
Gosh. She got me Demogorgon Crunch.
Well, there's the kid.
I love it. I love it.
Dylan's
Some
the
Stranger
kid.
Things Demogorgon Crunch. Let's go. I'm about to buy.
Hilarious.
I don't have any milk. I'm about to buy some milk as soon as I leave here today, and I'm this first thing I'm eating when I get back.
You got to let us know
Hilarious,
how the Demogorgon Crunch is.
I love it.
All right.
I'm taking the adventure to the upside down tonight.
One more to open up. Oh, these are the ones I'm like, I feel like I need to explain. The other
this
ones are self-explanatory.
This one feels heavy. I think you got me a model.
Bones Coffee Company, Jolly Java.
Because
the coffee gift box.
Always looking for the next cup of coffee, Mike.
100%.
And you're always trying out a different one.
I'm always trying out a different
so
way
go.
To drink
Variety
coffee.
Pack
Thank you
for
very
you.
Much. This
yes.
is a very, very thankful gift.
I got a charcuterie kit, but for meat.
Because Attaboy. You're the meat man.
Yeah.
Because and
he's
you
the
and
meat
Amy
man.
Are always hosting.
Is the meat included?
It's in there.
Attaboy.
It's in there. You
yeah,
enjoy.
It really is. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Allie.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Appreciate it.
Allie, thank you so much.
What'd
you know
get?
My heart so well.
I do.
She got me a Stranger Things Bluetooth speaker. It's Dustin with his Hellfire Club stuff on. Yes, sir.
You're so thoughtful. You're so right.
Super thoughtful.
Dang it.
I love it.
But when I looked at the gift afterwards, all of them, I was like, all right, so this would be like shopping for my mom, Mike with the coffee, my dad, Bo with the charcuterie board with the meat, and then Dylan the kid with the little Bluetooth speaker from Stranger Things.
Yeah,
absolutely love it. Thank you so much, Allie.
You are welcome.
I can't say that. Never mind. Thank you. This is awesome. I was just admiring my meat.
Hey, well, yo.
I set myself up for this. I set all of us up for that. I apologize, guys. I'll take the gift back.
Yeah. All good. Thank
Merry
you very
Christmas
much.
To everyone. I hope you share these with your loved ones.
Ah.
We do have to get into last night's win because it was very, very exciting. Bo is fresh off the plane. Let's hear from Raheem. He spoke with Dave Archer after the game. And he talked about how they were shutting down Trey McBride.
I mean, the guys were really focused, man. Obviously, he was a key member. We know about him. We talked about him being a game wrecker. We got so much respect for what he does and how he can do it. And the guys really focused in, and we were able to go out there and contain him today, which was great for us.
Yeah, so it's so interesting. Grant and I, as we're preparing for the postgame show, I'm looking at him and I go, man, they really have held. This is with like 2.5 minutes left. I'm like, they really have held Trey McBride in check and Jacoby Brissett in check. I'm checking their game logs. I'm like, this would be the worst game of the year for both of them at this point. And then when the Falcons didn't get the fourth down, I'm like, this is how the story's written. Here we go. I was like, dude, this is how it always happens. You think you have a storyline to follow through in the postgame show, and then Jacoby Brissett's going to dice us up and hit Trey McBride five times in this final drive, and they're going to go down the field and score. I just knew that's how it was going to happen. Credit to everybody involved, that's not what happened. So yeah, it was nice.
And honestly, it was Elijah Higgins that had the big night. He had 7 for 91. He was the tight end that did do something in the game. There was a moment on the – it's 26-16. The drive that they make it 26-19. There's a – McBride makes a catch on the sideline, and Jesse Bates comes in and helps – tackle him and get him out of bounds. And Trey McBride, with his bleach blonde Eminem hair, started jawing. He's literally jawing. I don't know if you could, Mike, I know.
Oh, yeah, it was very evident on the TV copy that they were going at it. They made note of it for sure.
And he's running his mouth at Jesse. And Jesse Bates is, we've talked to Jesse before. He's like, he will talk, but he's kind of like, if you break that glass, he will talk. But he's not just necessarily going to come after you. And Jesse's jawing back. And, I mean, they almost have to be separated, the jawing. The very next play, they run McBride on what was almost like a wide receiver, like corner route, right in the end zone there.
Yeah.
And
trying to take a little hole shot right there, throw it over the top.
They try to jam him with the edge tries to jam him. And release, and Ellis has got him in coverage, Allie. And McBride, you can tell he could see Jesse coming, and he kind of short-armed a little bit, and Jesse hammered him.
He did.
Right? And Jesse got in his face, started jawing. They go back to the next play, and they go to McBride again, and it would have been a first down. And Jesse just absolutely swats it away and got up again.
Great coverage on that. Oh, my God, such good coverage.
The most animated I think you'll ever see a guy like Jesse Bates. And because he's not the talking safety.
Sure.
He's more of the cerebral and will talk. And that was it. They had to kick the field goal there. But that drive, they scored, you know, they tried to put their big dog up the bat three straight plays to get in the end zone or at least continue the drive. And our big dog in the secondary said, oh, hell no.
Yeah, it was great. The last play that you're talking about, the third down, I think it was some sort of option route where he kind of steps into coverage. And Jesse, I don't know if Jesse baited him to going inside, but Jesse read it like a book. I mean, he absolutely covered him up, swats the ball away. Great defensive play. You can't say enough about him at the safety spot. That is a guy who literally has not been guarded like that all year. All year. I just knew – we talked about it in the pregame. We talked about it last week throughout a bunch of the shows. Trey McBride has not been held like that the entire season in check. And, you know, they're going to get their yards here and there. You're going to see the weird Michael Wilson touchdown catch we haven't even talked about. But, man, for what you expected out of Trey McBride and what he's done, which has been historic throughout the season, it was incredible, not just by Jesse Bates, by Jeff Olbrich of putting guys up to bat and really holding him in check.
Coming into this game, Allie, just for a reference, he had 105 catches on targets. That's probably 70% catch rate, maybe. I'm not 100%. I'd have to do the math, and my phone is not available right now. That said, it was 50% yesterday. They targeted him 8 times, and he only had 4 catches. They shut down. Now, look, they had success running the football. There's no doubt. They were able to run the ball. I was talking to one of our time, and that was like one of the things we talked about. It's like, yeah, we got to tighten up an interior run game. And it was, and Arch mentioned it multiple times on the broadcast, that it was something that had not plagued us for a while. And all of a sudden, they got success. And it was weird because it felt dirty. Like, it didn't feel like we were being gashed. It felt like we were getting caught up in the second level in the trash of the play. And Mike, you can explain that means by the trash around the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
But because I think you'd do a better job than me, but it didn't feel like we were just getting gashed completely. This felt like we were getting kind of lost in there and caught up in the fray.
Well, we just simply, to put it mildly, we were not doing a good job getting off blocks on our defensive front. And the interesting part of that is on the reverse, they were definitely doing a good job getting off blocks against our offensive interior. which was maddening. I hate to see that on both sides of the ball where you're like, the interiors of both lines of scrimmage were absolutely getting bullied at times by them. And that's a hats off to them because they were down. They're down the depth chart on their offensive line, and they were able to push our guys around. We stopped utilizing some of the stunts and going left and right, and at times decided to play them just head up and thinking we could try to bully their second string guys and get off the block and make plays in the holes. And before you know it, the way we were playing things, you know, Divine Diablo is getting taken out by Lakeil London. And then Jesse Bates is having to fly up and make plays and whoever else, D. Alford. It was maddening to watch at times last night. You didn't know if they were going to be able to stop the bleeding.
I don't like to blame circumstances of, like, you know, where you're played. There were multiple times, though, that field, I thought, cost James Pierce a pressure. There was one in particular that I remember, and he's got the edge, but it was like one of those where it looked like he went to go bull and then was going to kind of use his, I don't know what the proper nomenclature would be, but almost like swipe his hand down and kind of go around, and he just falls, like, literally flat on his face. It looked like me out there trying to juke, like, Trey Young or something. I just, and your feet, it's like when your feet get ahead of the rest of your body and you just.
Used to call that move the windshield wiper.
Yeah. So, but he just fell straight down, and I could see his, the problem was, though, Mike, is you could see his feet go, and I could literally watched it.
Yeah, I saw the same thing, and it was almost maddening for me because I was like, why aren't they slipping more? You know, their defensive front. Like, they're not having any trouble bull rushing us. Like, why is that?
Because I don't think they tried to do anything other than just shove. That they tried to use our size against us.
Yeah. They also are probably used to turf like that. Yeah, I'm sure they had their seven studs in. That was rough.
Tell that to Chad Ryland, who, that's their kicker. Yeah, he falls down. Like,
he had a bruised tailbone.
Yeah, well, it cost him a couple field goals.
Bruised tailbone, questionable to return.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing, right? Bruised tailbone. Yeah. Wow. All right, there's so much more that we got to highlight. Bijan, Kirk's suit. We'll talk about it coming up at 7. But next, we got to get into the first round of college football playoffs. And we've got my Mac drop. Like I said, you guys have dealt with a lot of shenanigans. I hope you know your Christmas movie quotes. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And there is a lot of college football to talk about on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game today. We are the morning shift at 6:42. I'm Allie Mack with Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. Mike, I was a little bit worried Friday. For the property surrounding you.
What is it that you talk about?
Alabama overcame a 17-0 deficit to beat number 8 Oklahoma in the first round of the college football playoffs. Okay, be real, though. How nervous were you when they were down?
I would say probably not as bad as you think, really. I knew that Bama had the ability to do more than what they were showing, and I knew that the offensive line needed to settle in. And truth be told, it's been 6 weeks been watching this, and I know what happens when Ty Simpson gets rattled, but I know what happens when he calms down. And he tries to – when he calms down and can step into his throws, he does a nice job of putting his – receivers up to bat in one-on-one situations, one-on-one coverage. When he's rattled, he's trying to throw the crossing routes and throw the dime balls at the chest and hit him on the – and sometimes he just is able to step into it and say, man, I like my guy better than I like their guy in this situation. Let him go make a play. And that happened multiple times throughout the last three quarters of that game.
So, what an embarrassing night it was for
– For who?
For so many people – who claim to be college football analysts, media members, writers, I'm not going
to
go
just
there.
Just checking. We were going to have to talk.
The amount of pile jumping and just throwing crap on a window and seeing if it sticked from the journalists that are out there calling out the committee in Alabama for being a disgrace and being there after one quarter of play. Just ridiculous. Alabama deserved to be there, whether they won or not, and they absolutely made it. What a phenomenal game that first game was. Give Alabama all the credit in the world. I was hearing Mateer talk about apparently the pick six, and he tried to audible at the line, and what happened was is he didn't really get the audible loudly enough out there.
Interesting.
To the receivers, and so the receiver ran the OG route because he knew he wanted to get rid of the ball hot, right?
Right.
And throw that little out route, that little quick out, speed out, I believe is what the quarterbacks call it. And, boom, right there, just sat on it and ran it back. Give Kalen DeBoer credit. It was nice to see that Ryan Grubb realized that he has a running back and that there are plays that are designed for that player late in the game. Alabama got punched in the mouth, and they, unlike Jake Paul on Friday night, they withstood the punch, and they punched back.
Yeah.
You like that, right? See, I mixed sporting events.
Man.
Tied a nice bow.
That was a great pull.
Low reference.
Tied a nice bow on it. I think that I was really proud of the brand that they put out there in terms of just coming back. I'm not saying they're a national title team. I do not believe that. We've had this conversation before. But for them to go and win that game, which I thought it was a pretty good matchup for them, and it was the exact 180 of what happened when Oklahoma beat them the first time around. Remember Ty Simpson throws the interception, the pick six, game got out of hand. Bama had like twice as many yards as Oklahoma in that game, but couldn't really do anything with it. It was the other way around in this one. And the fact that it started 17-0, and it just made it that much sweeter. So I don't know what we'll get when they face off with Indiana in the Rose Bowl, but proud of that group, being a Bama alum, and we'll see what happens. So,
congratulations, Mike.
Hey, I'm happy to still be here. You know what I mean? At least we'll have something to talk about along with all y'all Georgia fans in the next couple weeks.
I'm going to tell you something. If I'm an Alabama fan, I feel better about going on the road to Pasadena to play Indiana than I did going to Norman.
Huh. No kidding.
Oklahoma has had your testicular fortitude just in their
they've
grasp.
Had your number. I thought you were going to say they've had your number.
Well, that's one way to put it. I went this route. I mean, and Indiana, I think it's very. Look, I think I'm not taking. I was not a believer in Indiana, and they made me believe against Ohio State. But we've seen it again and again. There's something about playing week in and week out and getting just tested, your manhood tested every week. And see, that's why when Alabama got punched in the mouth on the road, they didn't blink. Now, you can say they did because they got down 17-0, but they didn't blink. When that second quarter started, they turned it on. I'm curious to see if Alabama was to come out and punch Indiana in the mouth. We'll get to this. We got 2 weeks almost.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we'll have to text, but we got 2 weeks almost. How Indiana would respond to that?
Yeah. It's been cool so far.
Bo, we had a listener show up at Publix on Friday to have words with you about the words you said about Miami, and Miami did beat Texas A&M 10-3.
And when he came in, him and I had a nice conversation, and then he revealed to me that he really doesn't have a problem with me, but Mike Bell, which is funny because that's Miami, Florida State, I get. But what I told him, and me and him, we had a good conversation, was like, dude, I'm good with your team. I think you got one of the best players in the country, if not the best player on the field on Saturday, Malachi Toney. Your trench play is absolutely legit. It's SEC caliber trench play. But your quarterback can be dum-dum sometimes, and your head coach can be a dum-dum sometimes with the decision makings they make. And sure enough, quarterback made some weird decisions at times. He wasn't very good. The coach made some weird decisions at times. But you know what? They were so good up front that I felt like that neutralized what Texas A&M went on like a 15-play drive to kick a field goal, guys.
Yep.
And then they missed one and they made one. Like it was third and four every freaking time.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting watching that game. And I'm not giving myself credit for this, but maybe I am. I envisioned this game happening just like this. If you go back, and we'll probably play it for Man Up Monday later. I was like, 48's way too many, way too many. And I was like, this game is going to turn into an absolute rock fight. And they're not even going to get close to that.
Yeah.
And I'm watching the game going, it's a freaking rock fight, man. It is just a midfield battle at times. Now, you had a lot of missed field goals and everything that comes along with that. But, man, it was I actually enjoyed watching that game. I know a lot of people look at it and they want touchdowns. They want this, that, and the other. I was watching that game intently. I thought it was a great game to watch.
Real quick. I did too. I enjoyed. I got to listen to the first half and watch the second half because I was driving down to the plane, and the radio call that I was listening to it was the A&M radio call, by the way.
Ding.
Because I had they had Chris Fowler, who had flown in with Herbie from the Oklahoma game, and he was like, "I'm here as a fan." He goes, "So I want to see fireworks. I want to see off." And this was like the middle of the first quarter. He goes, "I'm ready to see a show." And I kept thinking, I thought about that the entire game, and I was like, you got to show Fowler, like literally at 5 minutes ago in the game, you all of a sudden got offensive output, and then it was nothing the first three and a half quarters. Also, dude, there's something about listening to a random broadcast, like a team broadcast, like, you know, a smaller school, like, not small school, but like college broadcast, and then Chris Fowler gets on, and you're
the
like,
Homer cast.
And you, but I go, I was like, damn, man, this must be what, like, people listen to, like, they hear when we're doing the roundtable on Falcons pregame, and they hear me ask a question to Wes, and then Wes starts talking, because the pipes on Fowler, this sounds so just, like, legit.
Yeah, I agree.
We will be talking more college football throughout the show. 7:40 is when Mike and Bo will have to own up to their picks for Man Up Monday. And each Wednesday night, join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. Brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. Got a couple shout-outs before we get into these Christmas quotes, which was a special request from Twitter. I was at the Falcons watch party last night in Dillon's. In Lawrenceville, which is weird. I feel like I'm saying Dillon's differently because it's D-I-L-L-O-N-S and not D-Y, like Dillon behind the glass.
Right.
So Chris came up to me last night and said his daughter won't get out of the car until she hears the Mac drop.
Which
I was like, okay, this is amazing.
Wow.
Amazing. And then I want to give a shout out to Tommy, who loved... And I'm sorry, Mike, loved listening to Bo win the trivia tournament last week. So those are two big listeners
All
of
right.
the morning shift.
Tommy?
Thank you for coming out to Dillon's. Yeah.
Yeah, attaboy, Tommy.
Chris,
attaboy.
I like you. Tommy, not so much.
Hey, when you heard that, did you get a little twinkle in your eye? Like dry kind
of
tear up? Yeah, that's kind of cool. That's really sweet of him to tell you. And that's awesome to hear, right?
Absolutely amazing. So we're going to do a wonderful Mac drop today. This is a request from Twitter after we did all the Christmas movies and everything. Someone wanted to know if you guys could finish the Christmas quote. So I'm going to tell you the movie, give you the scene, and you see if you can finish the quote. And it's Christmas time. So we're going to work together on this. We're going to start with Elf. Buddy is in school learning all the Elf ways.
Best way to spread Christmas cheer is...
How do they finish that? Best way to spread Christmas cheer...
I don't know.
Nobody.
I'm out on this one.
Play it, Dylan.
Best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Wow. Okay.
That one will be.
I'm
in
upset
your mind
with
now.
Myself. Yeah, I'm upset with myself. Not quite jingle bells, but I'm upset with myself.
You see the viral video? The dad that shows up at his kid, his daughter's
yes,
school, to pick her up in Buddy
so
the
much.
Elf costume.
I love
and
that.
She ran
so
away.
Much.
Pretty cool.
Aww.
All right. I yield the floor.
Movie number two, Christmas Vacation. Clark gets surprised by Cousin Eddie and his family.
Surprised, Eddie? If I woke up tomorrow.
With my head stapled to the carpet, I couldn't be more surprised than I am now.
I'm going to say you got it. Play it.
Surprised, Eddie? If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
You know what? The stapled and sewn is same thing.
Okay, good.
You got it.
Ding a bell.
Have not watched that movie yet this season, but I'll watch it tonight.
I have had it on three times and haven't finished. Been able to watch it from start to finish.
Great background movie.
Stands the test of time as well. All right, A Christmas Story. This is the scene where Ralphie is at the mall telling Santa what he wants for Christmas.
No, I want an official red under carbonation 200-jet rifle.
Kid, you'll shoot your eye out.
Almost.
Oh.
No, I want an official red under carbonation 200-jet rifle.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
We're giving him credit.
You got it.
Nice work, Mo. I was like, dude, I don't have this one at all.
All right, Charlie Brown Christmas. Linus wraps his blanket around the sad little tree and makes us all tear up with this quote.
I never thought it was such a bad little tree. It's not bad at all, really.
Oh, Mike, it's wah, 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 wah.
It's the teacher.
I will let you know it's Linus. He continues.
Man, that's a tough one.
This is a good lesson to remember. Let's play it.
I never thought it was such a bad little tree. It's not bad at all, really. Maybe it just needs a little love.
Oh.
Wow, Linus. Shout out.
Yeah.
Christmas season. Man, that is heartwarming. Check you out.
Let's do one more. The fifth movie is Home Alone. Harry and Marv have gotten into the McAllister house with injury.
Where the hell did you take your shoes off?
Oh, wait.
I know this one.
He goes, why are you dressed like a chicken?
Yeah!
Where the hell did you take your shoes off?
Why the hell you dressed like a chicken?
Yeah!
Yay!
What a way to finish.
Good job.
Feel good about it.
Merry Thank Christmas you. To all from the morning
nice work.
Shift.
Nice work.
Can I give a what do you call it when you admit something?
Confession.
Confession. I watched it on the way to Arizona.
Did you really?
But I mean, I knew it anyways. I did. I wanted to see it. I'd seen it in a while.
Yeah.
Well, coming up, it is a Falcons victory Monday. We are going to celebrate. Give us a call if you have some thoughts. 404-726-0929. It's all next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.